Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Code number one, you say, is to know your value. And you say that knowing your value involves not only knowing who you are, but who you're not. So talk about that.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff. And that is really where we live. You know, I don't like the word empowered. And I've been saying this a lot lately, much to the chagrin of some of my feminist friends. I don't like the word empowered because I don't think it's the right word for our time. The key word is to be transformed. Transformational is a much better word. And when you're talking about knowing who you are and who you aren't, I know a lot of powerful, and I mean, you've seen my resume. I walk with the highest of the high, right? And yet, there are a lot of powerful women who are, they don't like themselves. They don't love themselves. They're not in healthy marriages or relationships. In fact, I know a few who are in domestic violence relationships. But they stay because of money, because of finance, because of status. So when you know who you are for real and you know whose you are, which is more important, when you know whose you are, you then have a very good sense of what you will tolerate, what you won't tolerate, what your value is, and you'll teach other people how to treat you. Now, I'm working my way through the codes without really trying to, but that's how well they fit for us as women. Because everything starts with how well we know our value or not.
Mm-hmm. And you established also in the book that value itself comes from God. It comes from our Creator, not from our parents or our family line or generational sins, not our friends and not our naysayers. So those are a lot of attachments that so many deal with that we get lost. So establish how our value comes from Christ alone.
Yeah, I mean, again, I am very clear. I'm unabashedly a Christian. I state that actually towards the end of the introduction when I'm talking about how to use the book because I wanted to. I mean, look, you don't get Arianna Huffington to put her name on a book like this as well as some of the other. You saw some of the luminaries that, you know, put their name onto this book. And they are not necessarily women that, I think they're women of faith, certainly, and of spirituality, but as it comes to being Christian women, like, say, a Sheila Walsh or Sarita Jakes are, you know, they both have their names on the book, too, but I want to be clear to say that this isn't a, I'm not trying to press my faith on anybody, but I am very comfortable saying that I believe what the scripture says, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and that God knows us from the moment we're conceived in our mother's womb, and so that being said, if you can believe that as a woman, when everything else has gone wrong in your life, when the family didn't start out right, when the marriage didn't go right, when all the dreams you had didn't go right, if you can believe that there is this Creator who's wiser than you, smarter than you, more capable than you, and just this omniscient, unbelievable, loving, caring being that loves you no matter what you do and that is there for you and that thinks you're worthy. If you can hold on to that in your darkest hours of life, that's how you get through. Because there are going to be many times in this life, Susie, as you know, where it's going to be you, and you. Mm. And you're going to have to encourage yourself as David did in the Psalms so brilliantly. And there are going to be times when it is just you and God, and it's not going to be your mother, your father, your family, your friends, your spouse, nobody but you and God. So you better have, and I tell people this all the time, you better have something more than just the things around you and the entrapments of the people around you sometimes that aren't necessarily the best for you. So yeah. You better have a relationship with God.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.